There's the famous Rokeach who writes that a Eishes Kohen Mu'uberes is a wife, a pregnant wife of a Kohen, can enter a cemetery because it's a Svek Sveka. One suffix may be if it's a Zachar, maybe it's Nakeva. And even if it's a Zachar, maybe it's a Nefa, it won't be a Ben Kayama. That's the famous Rokeach. So comes along the Magen Avraham, comes along the Tshuvas Radvaz, or comes along the Magen Avraham. What's the Rokeach talking about? Forget about Svek Sveka. What do we have to come on to Svek Sveka to say it's mutter? There's another klal in the Mishnah Olah. It's about Tuma Balua, that if you're totally encircled, so then you become Balua. Like you don't beget tame, so the fetus is all surrounded by the mother. It's in the fetus. So the effort is no problem. What do I need? Forget about it. So even if it wasn't Svek Sveka. It's Tara Balua, and it's not a problem. So what exactly is the Rokeach getting at? So that's the Magen Avraham saying. So the Radvaz answers that, no, what does the Rokeach mean? That he's, of course, Tara, the Rokeach agrees with Tara Balua. That if it's inside the womb, it's not a shayla. It's not even a shayla. The only shayla is if she's 9 months and she's close to giving birth. The concern is what? Not about a svek svek, because she might actually give birth inside the cemetery. So that's what the Rokeach said. You don't have to worry because it's a svek sveka. Shem zocher nekeva anefia. So you don't have to worry. So, that's what he means. He only says the Svek Sveka when it's Karvu Yomel Oledes. Then even Lechatchila she could go in, because we're not worried because it's the Svek Sveka. So it comes out according to this that the Rokeach holds from Tara Balua. However, there's an Avnei Meluim, which also holds an entire Balua. He says you can't say it in the case of a fetus. Why not? Because there's a famous Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara talks about Nachris Muberish and Iskaira Bina, a Gentile pregnant Gentile converts. Ein Sarach Tfila. It says the child doesn't need Tfila. Why not? Isn't there a Chatzitza? Shani Uba Dehainu Rivusa. That since that's the normal way, it counts. So we see, so too, when she goes into Ola Hameis, Gamo, just like it's not a chatzitza in the mikvah and it counts, so too it's not a chatzitza. And therefore we see there is no tahara balua, k'shem shein a'em chotzetzis. When do we say the din of tahara balua? That's when you have a foreign substance, as you like swallow a ring and then you go into a cemetery, so then maybe it's tahar. But if you actually go in, so therefore you don't say Tara Balua, because Haino Rebus, and therefore you have to come on. The Rokeach has to come on to the Svek Sveka. He doesn't hold from Tara. So that's a discussion, you know, how you learn whether Rokeach holds from Tara Balua. Not either he holds from Tara Balua, and he's only concerned about because that she might actually give birth. Or no, there is no Tara Balua. And therefore, he uses the Svek Sveka all the time.